Welcome to the first episode of 10 Minute with Paul, the show that unlocks your inner greatness, with your host Paul Marzan. How are you this pandemic? When you have work to do, project at school, or when you have goal, what do you do to somehow motivate yourself? Actually, this pandemic costs us a lot. It's just somehow we get a free upgrade of age without like doing anything. Unless, of course, if you still have a productive year, who have still businesses, people who work from home and also homeschooling, which are great. In this episode, we will be talking about motivation, the steps on how to motivate yourself. Well, that we can use at work, school, or everyday life. And by the end of this episode, I'm hoping, really hoping, that we could now remove those laziness and let those motivation help you work throughout your goal. And to start those motivations, remember this verse. Do not fear failure. Accept failure. It's okay to fail. Everyone fails at something. We all agree, right? No one is perfect. Instead, you should embrace failure, and if that happened, you can definitely no fear of trying again. And it also teaches us how not to take things for granted. You know, when we have everything in life, name it, money, fame, houses, cars, etc., it's easy to take things for granted. But when we fail, we somehow realize that we have something that we don't have yet. With that, most of us will have the motivation to still get going. Accept failure, embrace it, and try again. We all need to be reminded at all times that our circumstances can change very, very quickly. Or in Filipino basketball saying, Bilogan bola, it's not Christmas every day. Next is creating a positive environment. It's like making a good vibe music playlist. It's a good way to pump your morning. They say music can be as powerful motivator as motivational quotes. Are you agree on that? Just to get you going. Making your everyday routine fun. Example of this is you're working out or taking a jog while listening to your favorite music. It also can boost your exercise rather than not listening to any music. It's like working out dry. Just keep an energetic and positive vibe. This also applies on social media platforms. As much as possible, stay away from the negative people which almost keep sharing negative posts. It's either you try making and be better, or just staying on your comfort zone and not trying new things because afraid of failure. As I've said a while ago, accept and embrace failure. When you do this, you will have no fear of becoming better. Next is make time to celebrate your small achievements. When you think of bigger goals, sometimes you start to become overwhelmed. Why? Because the big goals don't get achieved right away. Instead, you need to create a mini or small goals to help you excite you along the way. One way of doing this is to reward yourself. But it doesn't mean that you reward yourself an iPhone 12, designer bags, or eat out at fancy restaurants. It's about simple treat that makes you happy. Yep, this is a small move, but it motivates you to maintain focus and keep winning. It's a way to program yourself for a long-term achievement. Like what you heard so far? Make sure you never miss a show by clicking the subscribe or follow button. You can also download this episode so you can still hear us offline. Thank you for the support, and now back to the show. Next is be grateful on what you have. I think we all agree that it's easier to focus on what we don't have rather than we already have. It's important to take time out and remember all of the things to be thankful for, like family. Go spend some time with your loved ones. Be grateful that you have them. I know this pandemic caused us a lot, but we can make this time to spend more time with our family. Make the most of your vacant time to them. Because when the time comes, the time that this pandemic ends, most of us will return to work, that most of us will get too busy again. So if you have all time, you have the time all day, spend the most of it. Be grateful also that you have a good health, good friends, relationships, home, and of course, don't forget to thank God. Next is to quit talking and begin doing. Many successful people always tell that they don't often talk widely about their ideas before taking action on them. Don't get me wrong, but I know it's almost impossible to keep your big ideas to yourself. Even me, sometimes I'm guilty with this. But that's a necessary bad habit. The less people know you about your intention, the easier it will actually start doing something in action. And if you start doing some action, make sure to create a step-by-step plan. This can help make sure to make up your mind on what needs to be done and leave the unnecessary task out of the focus. And lastly, this is pretty effective. Please pay attention to this. It's spelled as GETAPARTNER. Did you get it right? Find someone who will motivate you when you're feeling lazy. Sometimes we're on a point that we were like devastated. It can be at ejections, maybe on work, school. As I said a while ago, embrace failure so that you will have no fear of trying again. But let's say you still have difficulties of embracing failure. Also, as I mentioned a while ago, there is no perfect. But as much as possible, we minimize our errors in life, right? So like, write the scenario now, you are devastated, even can't get off the bed for breakfast. If you're alone maybe a few months or a year, you still like that, still picturing the situation, what went wrong. But if you have a partner, you won't end up a month or a year like that. Why? Because your partner is probably yelling at you, talking about the house bills, etc. But kidding aside, because partners always keep their partners to keep going. No matter how hard those times is, partner will always there for you. And with that said, this will end the first episode of 10 Minute with Paul. Please do follow us on Instagram at 10 Minute with Paul. Thank you. Until the next episode, bye.